going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Because not only can you listen to us, you can also catch the Golden State Valkyries taking on the Indiana Fever tonight, Joe. Caitlin Clark is in the Bay.
Yeah.
You think Steph's going to be courtside for this one? Huh? I think there's going to be some big timers at courtside today. I do.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Like, people have, like, it's
no,
summer.
You do not just say pods. I love pod. Come on. Pods. He's been on every single one of the games.
So I guess he'll be there tonight.
Oh, my. Not going to say anything. Continue.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With this Lakers sale, let me ask you, what's the biggest thing that you're getting when you buy the Lakers? Like, what if you were to rank all these things? Like,
oh, it's easy. You just said it. I'm getting the Lakers. I'm getting not the Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers brand.
Okay,
is
more
what
so
I
than
am getting.
Okay, that you're gonna rank that ahead of acquiring a team within the NBA and the revenue that kind of goes along
over
with
LeBron
that.
James,
over LeBron,
over all of that.
Okay.
Yes, I am getting the Laker brand in Los Angeles. As far as I'm concerned, that is the second biggest brand, maybe third. It's the top three. It's Yankees, Cowboys, and Lakers, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to brands in American sports right now.
Okay.
It is a top three brand.
I think most people would agree with you. Because, part of when you buy into this is like, hey, you're buying into that league, and so you're kind of assured certain revenues based on television deals. And because you're the Lakers, you're kind of assured certain gate revenue.
Like if I was buying the Minnesota Timberwolves like Alex Rodriguez just did, right? That's another one we didn't even talk about.
Yeah.
Like they just sold, right?
Yeah.
Like what do you think Alex Rodriguez is looking at when he's getting the Minnesota Timberwolves? It's not the Minnesota Timberwolves brand.
No.
No, it's not that. I got a young superstar right now, which is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got Anthony Edwards, right? But I'm pretty sure they own Target Center.
Well, and there. I'm in a league that is flourishing right now when it comes to television deals.
Correct.
So I'm guaranteed X amount of revenue off just my television deal no matter what. Like basically,
so it's
the business model is locked in
place.
I'm
getting the NBA franchise.
Exactly.
The team. It's yeah. different. Yes.
I'm in the game.
There you
know,
go.
As we like to say.
Exactly.
Like right now, like if the Oakland A's went up for sale, they don't have a stadium, they don't have a home, right? Like right, these are the
Athletics, excuse me. They're not even the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, you know what I meant.
ATH. All right.
They don't have a home, they don't have they don't really have any, like, they have players in baseball, people know, but there's no cachet like a LeBron or a Steph.
They're an orphan right now. Yes.
What?
They're an orphan right
and,
now.
And their brand, though the older fans would argue that their brand is strong and it's got this resume, the brand is garbage.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's been tarnished because of the owner.
So what are you buying?
Like, you're literally, what I'm trying to sell, if I am, like, what would you say if I'm selling the A's to you right now, Joe. It's like, all right.
You're getting into baseball.
You're getting into, that's exactly what you're
doing.
That's
what the sell would
be. No, that's exactly, you're like, I am giving you a major league franchise that, you know what? You can put it wherever you want to.
Exactly.
Right? That is what I'm selling.
I'm giving you a canvas.
I'm giving you a canvas, a blank slate.
Yes.
With some young pieces on there that you can start with.
So let's push this forward.
Jacob Wilson, by the way, baller.
If you were buying the Warriors, okay, and the Warriors were at one time, well, I don't know what they are now, with the Lakers selling for $10 billion,
yeah.
They were evaluated by Forbes at $9 billion. I would think that they're higher than the Lakers currently. If you were buying the Warriors today, what's the first asset you're buying? Like, what is the number one most important part of that portfolio?
You know, right now, it's actually interesting.
Is it Steph? Is it the brand? Is it the market? Is it the stadium? Is it the gate revenue? Like,
I wanted to say the real estate first and foremost. Chase Center, that location, it is thriving. It is booming over there. Everything looks brand new. All the housing that they've built. It's been incredible just to see that whole area since the Giants moved there. The transformation that has taken place. I don't have to tell you. You're saying,
yeah,
tell
yeah, me. It's
you've
incredible.
You've seen the transformation your entire life. Like, you used to be nothing. You used to be a dumpster fire over there, right?
Yeah.
It was gross. It was disgusting. It felt like it was radioactive three-headed fish over there,
it
right?
Was.
And
it
now
was.
It's the place to be,
yeah.
Right? So I wanted to go real estate, but now that I'm thinking about it, the brand is pretty big. And because of one player in particular, Stephen Curry.
Okay.
They have made Golden State a global brand. Joe Lacob being a part of that, but specifically okay. Stephen Curry. They are a brand.
You think the brand is more valuable than the real estate,
I don't
the
know
actual
if it's,
stadium.
I don't know if it's more valuable, but it's definitely in the conversation.
So they're close.
They're very close.
Okay.
So it'd be, I know if it's a cop-out, sorry, but
yeah.
The real estate and brand for me is what I'm buying.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, that's interesting.
And Steph being a part of it, but Steph's getting older, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, got like 2 years, maybe.
When
three.
You're hearing all this stuff about the Lakers, not much has been said about LeBron.
Now, it's different, too, with Luka is a part of it. We didn't mention Luka Doncic.
That's actually a really good point.
Luka is, what, 26 years old? Like,
do you think the NBA knew that they were going to do this sale before the trade deadline? I'm asking conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. Do you think that they threw Luka over there to drive the price up as high as they could?
I have.
Conspiracy theory-ish.
Boy, shout out the X-Files.
It's a joke.
No, but like, the fact that they kept this so hush-hush for so long, like, and just dropped on us, on a random Wednesday in June, it just has you thinking about all of it. And by the way, there are like six or seven like siblings in the Buss family, I want to say, and they didn't need a majority vote from all the siblings. That was a stipulation mm-hmm. put in from their father, Dr. Jerry Buss, obviously, probably the greatest owner in the history of sports, I would say, in American sports anyways. Just think of all the championships that he won when he was alive. I know Joe Lacob looked up to him in a huge way when it comes to ownership. Him, Eddie DeBartolo, all those guys, right? So yeah, the timing of it is very interesting when all this stuff is going down, and I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So if I were to put the New England Patriots up for sale, let's say 5 years ago, all right, when they had Brady and Belichick, we would all agree they would be valued more proportionate to whatever inflation and the current market prices are, more when they had Belichick and Brady than what they are today.
Of course, I would totally agree with that.
Even though they have Gillette and you know, the Kraft family and all that. And what is their brand today?
Exactly. They're not good. The New England Patriots are one of the worst teams in the NFL. That is their brand right now. They have won a lot of Super Bowls, but those Super Bowls were tied with not the owner. I don't think a lot of us look at Robert Kraft as some, you know, Joe Lacob type, you know, Al Davis Maverick type. Again, as I mentioned, Dr. Jerry Buss, he won a lot, and I think he wanted a lot of that credit, as we saw in that Patriots doc recently, yeah. Right? I don't think their brand is as big as a lot of people may have thought 5, 6, 7 years ago when Tom Brady was on there. But it's a brand. Don't get me wrong.
This is where I get back to the Warriors. I'm glad you're saying this because I'm not saying that this is going to happen, but I wonder, post Steph Curry, what's the brand look like? You know, what if you got a couple of down years with the Dubs and all of a sudden, like, because right now, if I were to ask you the same question and you were doing the exercise with the Giants, what is the most valuable part of the portfolio of the San Francisco Giants?
That ballpark. Oh, my God.
You don't even think twice,
I don't even think twice.
And they're a 200-year-old organization.
It's a crown jewel in the sport.
So I think no matter what, like, I think it's that stadium for the Warriors. Them building that stadium is, like, the number one part of that. And I'm not knocking the brand. I'm not knocking Steph Curry at all. I'm just saying how important. And think about it. You said the ballpark for baseball. You can't hold that many events outside of baseball. Now, it's 81 dates a year. Because the venue's so big. In a 20,000-seat arena, you can have the Valkyries, you can have comedy, you can have musical acts. You really can fill that thing up 200-plus nights.
Hot Wheels shows for the kids.
Exactly. Yes.
Like me and your brother went to last year.
Exactly. So, like, I look at the Giants, and their brand fell off precipitously. Would we agree?
Oh, yeah. It felt like an all-time low the last decade, pretty much. It felt like that. I know it wasn't because there was a lot lower in the early 90s. Yeah. Are they going to move? But, like, it felt like that for a while. It just felt stale and all. Like, it used to be I could just go to the ballpark and have fun, and people just weren't going to the ballpark. Like, it was bad.
Well, I wonder now, you know, they do these Forbes things every year. I wonder what their value is going to be now that they got Devers, now that Buster's here, now that attendance is up, and it, and also the A's are one step closer to Las Vegas. All right, so now let's do the exercise with the Niners. The Niners do not own their own stadium, okay? And I think the San Francisco Niner brand is bigger than the Giants brand and the Warrior brand over the decades.
I do, too. I think if you are buying the San Francisco 49ers, if they went up for sale today, it would be...
They'd get more than the Lakers.
Oh, they would. First off, it's the NFL, and the San Francisco 49ers are one of those iconic brands. And yes, they would sell, based on that name alone, just
and the fact that you're buying into the NFL.
What was the last team sold in the NFL? Was it
Commanders?
Commanders.
There you go.
And what was the price?
I think it was 6.7.
And they had a stadium issue in the sense that you needed a new one.
FedEx Field.
Yeah, they've been arguing like crazy.
Poo.
Part of the Niner thing is you are locked into a lease with Santa Clara, which is a good thing because you're not paying on taxes. Like, there are some positives to not owning your own real estate.
Right. By the way, you are. Oh, real quick before this, it says read before the legal. I saw this. I'm a good host. I saw what my producer put in the box. I'm going to read this right now. Coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30 as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 1 hour to go. 1 hour down, I should say, 3 to go. Will Fleming joining us at 8 o'clock. Brother of Dave, voice of the Red Sox for the Red Sox Radio Network. And I want to talk some Rafi Devers because he does have some sort of a relationship with him. I mean, the guy talked to him. The guy is fluent in Spanish. They have talked. And I want to get the lowdown on the person that is Rafi Devers at 8 o'clock with one Will Fleming.
To put a bow on this whole Lakers thing is, I just, there's a couple of things. Number one, the days of a guy like LeBron James saying that I want to be an owner one day, there's just no chance in hell he'll ever be able to be a majority stake owner by himself.
Well, more Michael Jordan was. You don't think LeBron could?
The cost of the Kansas City Royals sold for $96 million in 2000. $96 million, okay? This seems ridiculous now, right? The cost of doing business in the NBA, let's say you're an expansion franchise, it's going to be $2, $3, $4 billion. Like, LeBron's worth a lot of money. Do you know how much of your own money you'd have to put up to be a majority stake owner and be the quote-unquote governor of the team?
Well, listen, Alex Rodriguez can do it. And listen,
he borrowed a lot of money.
That's fine. That's probably what LeBron would do. And he'd probably partner with someone. That also has
LeBron,
a lot of
LeBron
money.
Will be a part of a conglomerate or a group if he ever buys him. Just like A-Rod. A-Rod is a small fraction of a bigger ownership group.
Yeah. No, but he is listed as one of the majority owners of the team. Just like if it was LeBron James to do the same thing, he would be listed as majority.
Do you consider Tom Brady?
Mark Lord.
Do you consider Tom Brady?
No, he's not, though. He will tell you he has a minority stake within the organization. He is not a majority owner. That is a big difference. That is Mark Davis.
I'm telling you right now, LeBron, him owning an NBA franchise as the dude, I think it's out the window. The cost of doing business is too big.
He will be partnering with someone. That is what these guys do. That is what Alex Rodriguez.
No, I understand.
In
that.
Partnership with Mark Lurie or Lurie, I don't know. If
that's who's bankrolling everything.
Yes, exactly. And that would be the similar.
That's my point.
Yes, absolutely. But he'd still be considered, like we talk about A-Rod as an owner of the team. Just like we would talk about LeBron as an owner of, I don't know, Las Vegas or whatever expansion they do, right? Say the same thing.
I think that the cost of acquiring one of these teams nowadays is unreal. And the amount of billionaires out there isn't as big as we think it is.
You know what LeBron James' net worth is?
Net worth and then having the actual money to be able to put down.
I just asked the question.
I bet it's about $1 billion.
$1.2 billion US dollars.
Okay, but to buy a team, that's you're not ridiculous. Using all your net worth, right? Like,
no, you're not.
You know, like, so like that's how these transactions
for
work.
Sure.
You have to be worth lots. I mean, Ballmer paid $2 billion cash for the Clippers, and we thought he was insane.
I know.
Insane. Then he used another couple billion to buy an entire arena. Like, we're talking about Play-Doh money here, dude, for some of these guys. But there's a reason why the Saudis are now involved in teams, and there's a reason why all of these other venture capitalist firms and portfolios are out there. Like, the Niners selling off a stake of their team. That they want to be able to generate revenue, you know? And so, I don't know, man. Being a part of the Fenway group and being a small little bit of money that you drop into a bigger group is the way that these guys are going to get in. But the days of being the majority dude who's putting the majority of the money up, like those days are over. And I do think we're going to miss a lot of these Maverick owners. Like, Joe Lacob is unique now. Look around the league. Joe Lacob is unique. A lot of these guys that are owning teams, they're part of big groups. Who owns the Giants? Like, Greg Johnson's like front center. It's a board of people.
Chairman
it's a group of people.
Right.
You know, I know Charles Johnson owns a big stake of it, but there are a lot of people that are involved in owning that team. The 49ers, you know, the York family owning the team. Like, we're going to look around. There's not going to be a lot of those teams around
anymore. Yeah, legacies, right? Of those. And it, I don't know. Like, that kind of sucks. Too,
but that's
right?
My point. Like, there'll
sucks.
Be a lot of
yeah.
little owners. There won't be the owner.
Yeah.
Like, Jerry Jones is the owner when I think of Dallas. And there is something about whether you hate him, you love him, you think he's ridiculous or not. I think sports is better when you have those guys at the top of the Steinbrenners.
Right.
Right? Like, a family that I think of. The buses.
Yeah.
As much as they were mom and pops, I knew that they were kind of synonymous with that brand. And so, yep. I don't know, man. I think we're in a weird spot here in sports.
888-957-9570 is the number to join the conversation. You can call or text. If you're just joining us, yes, the Buss family, the famous, you know, Dr. Jerry Buss and the Buss family. Obviously, Jerry passed away in 2013. Jeannie being in control, Jim, all that family. They are selling the Lakers to Mark Walter, who is the current owner, majority owner, I should say, of the Los Angeles Dollars for $10 billion. Did I say the Los Angeles Dollars? That was kind of a fruity.
Still fits, though.
It does. It actually kind of does. I actually like that. So $10 billion.
Go get yourself a dollar
dog. Right? Lakers,
dollar
$10
dog.
Billion.
Dollars. Cost you $20 to get a dollar
dog. No, you
dog.
Get the dollar dogs outside of the stadium for a couple dollars, the bacon wrapped ones. There you go. I mean, your stomach will be like in knots a couple hours later. But you know what?
That's
not,
for later.
You're not going to worry about that at the time you're eating it.
That's
right?
Future use problem.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.